How do you whittle down over 3 hours of music into a ballet that can still tell a story? As Pennsylvania Ballet gets a new production ready, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston finds out.
In the ballet Le Corsaire, dancers illuminate the tale of a shipwrecked pirate intent on rescuing his love and enslaved maiden. French composer Adolphe Adam originated the score for this playful story, first performed for Parisians in the mid-1850s. It attracted attention in the epicenter of ballet, Russia. At least 10 more composers jumped in and added to Adam's music. Pennsylvania Ballet solo pianist Martha Kahneman lists some familiar, Leo Delib, and some not, like Zabine and Sobel.
Some of them worked in St. Petersburg for the Imperial Ballet. They just wrote opera and ballet.
Why so many? As the company prepares for its own version, artistic director Angel Carrea had this lighthearted response.
We're trying to figure out if it was because it was so bad that everyone sort of tried to help in, or if it was because it was so good that everyone wanted to be part of it.
He and music director Beatrice Affron reviewed all the music as Kahneman played it on the piano. Correa slashed repetition, incorporated little-used passages, and moved parts around to make them more appropriate to the story, dancing familiar roles in his mind.
There used to be this sort of goofy music that almost every production has, and I found this music that is almost dark, this very Arabian tone.
Zabine made the cut, but not Sobel. And the resulting score for Le Corsaire, the pirate in French, is a unique, unified, reduced whole based a lot on Adam, a lot on Delib, and the remainder on others.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.